Okay, so Opus 5 is out today. And the number that got me immediately is near Fable 5 performance, half the cost per task. That's not a small claim.
Yeah, I saw that. My first instinct was, what are they measuring? Because half the cost means nothing if the benchmark is cherry-picked. But I actually read through it.
Right, same. So, how's your week going, by the way? You seem unusually alert.
I'm running on spite and curiosity, which is basically my default. You?
Honestly, pretty good. I've been staring at model pricing tables for 3 days. So this is either the perfect episode or it's going to break me.
Okay, that's genuinely funny. Let's just get into it.
So the headline benchmarks, FrontierBench V0.1. Opus 5 more than doubles Opus 4.8 score at lower cost per task. On Cursor Bench 3.2 at max effort. It's within 0.5% of Fable 5's peak, half the cost per task.
Right.
And then Arc AGI 3, the novel problem-solving one, Opus 5 scores 3 times the next best model. That one surprised me more than the coding numbers.
The ARKGI number is the one I keep poking at. 3 times is a big gap. Either the benchmark is narrow, or something genuinely different is happening in how it handles unseen problem structure. I don't know which yet. I'd want to see the task distribution before I get too excited.
Fair, but the Zapier automation bench result is harder to dismiss. 1.5 times the next best pass rate for the same cost. And even at the lowest effort setting, it still beats every other model. That's not a narrow task.
No, that one's real. Business workflow completion end-to-end is a messy problem. If that number holds outside their harness, that's meaningful.
The effort dial is the thing I keep coming back to as a product feature. You can tune Opus 5 between intelligence and token cost, and the curve apparently stays favorable at every setting. That's not just a cost knob, that's a deployment architecture decision baked into the model.
And it maps directly to the kind of workload routing we've talked about before. You're not just picking a model anymore. You're picking an effort level per task type. The teams that figure out that dial are going to get a lot more out of this than the ones who just run everything at max.
Exactly. Okay, the agentic stories in the launch post. I want to talk about two of them. One, Opus 5 was given a drawing of a machine part and asked to build a 3D FreeCAD model. But it had no way to actually view the drawing. So it wrote its own computer vision pipeline to pull geometry from the raw pixels.
Oh, interesting.
No competing model solved it after 5 attempts. Opus 5 did it repeatedly, and then the bug fix won, given a real bug in a popular open source package manager. Opus 5 found the root cause and fixed an edge case the community's own patch had missed. A competing model fixed the surface symptom, declared victory, and moved on.
That second one is the more important story to me. Fixing the surface symptom and reporting done is the failure mode I see constantly in agentic coding. The model optimizes for task looks complete rather than task is complete. If Opus 5 is genuinely better at the distinction, that's the thing that makes it trustworthy for longer horizon work.
And there's a quote from one of the early access folks, a principal engineer, where Opus 5 pushed back on a design decision, held its position when he insisted, and then proposed a compromise that kept the good part and fixed the flaw. He said that's what made him trust it with less oversight.
Yeah, okay, that one I actually believe. That behavior is consistent with better self-verification. It's the same mechanism, checking its own work before handing off.
Worth flagging. We're reading the source here. We didn't go independently chase down every benchmark or verify the latest numbers. So if you're making real decisions off any of this, check the primary source. Anthropic's launch post has the full charts.
Sure, Yeah, these are their own evals, so take the absolute numbers with appropriate salt. The relative story, Opus 5 over Opus 4.8, is probably real. The cross-model comparisons are where I'd want independent replication.
Okay, stepping back for a second, where does this actually land in the race? Because Fable 5 is still the ceiling on the Claude side. Mythos 5 is ahead on cybersecurity tasks. And the cursor bench snapshot from July 21st had Fable 5 at 70.5%. GPT 5.6 Sol at 67.2%. Grok 4.5 at 66.7%. Opus 5 is coming in within 0.5% of Fable 5 on that same bench at half the per task cost.
Which is the Terra move, basically. This is the workhorse tier, not the Halo model, not cheap abundance tokens, the thing teams can actually standardize on without building a routing spreadsheet. You said almost exactly this about Terra when the GPT 5.6 family dropped.
I did, yeah. And I think it's the same argument. The teams running code agents or long financial workflows don't want to think about model selection every sprint. They want one model that covers most of the hard stuff at a price that doesn't require a procurement conversation every quarter.
The new default on Claude Max, strongest on Claude Pro, that's Anthropic making the decision for you. Which is fine if the routing is right. And based on these numbers, it probably is for most agentic coding and knowledge work. The one real gap they name is cybersecurity, where Mythos 5 is still ahead.
Right. So if you're in security tooling, you're still looking at a different model. But for the genomics work, the financial modeling, the legal agent stuff, the early access quotes are pretty consistent. Fewer turns, fewer tokens, higher accuracy floor.
The lovable quote is the one I'd actually highlight to a skeptic. 22% up on agentic coding over Opus 4.7. But the thing they called out was consistency. Less variance run to run. For teams shipping products, that's the number that matters, not the peak.
That is such an echo thing to say, and you're completely right.
I have my moments.
All right. It's live today. It's the new default on Claude Max. API access is there. If you're already on Opus 4.8 for agentic work, this is a direct upgrade call. Echo, I think this one actually earned it.
Yeah, I came in ready to poke holes, and mostly didn't find them. That doesn't happen every episode.
Mark the date, everyone. Echo is cautiously optimistic. I'm going to let that land.